Item 16, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to transfer approximately 1.7 acres of land that is a remnant of the former Underwood Creek Parkway and to utilize proceeds from the land transfer to finance project WP-16705 Veterans Park Pavilion and Restroom and project WP-192 Federal Emergency Management Agency 2010 flood-related improvements. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. And in March, the County Board referred this item back to both committees. And there is also an amendment that was as part of the packet that was sent from the board.
Mr. I'm sorry. Why don't you introduce yourself so our streaming audience understands who's
Mr.
Before.
Chairman, Supervisor Jim Keegan with the Parks Department. Director Dargill is here with us. And presenting will be Sarah Toomson. She presented this last time. Sarah's third year anniversary is coming up this coming June. And like I said the last time, Sarah's done a fabulous job, been a great addition to the Parks Department in the planning division, great team member, and very knowledgeable and very passionate about what we do. And so I'll turn it over to Sarah to present.
Thank you.
Ms. Toomson, you're carrying the ball here, I guess.
All right. Well, if you'll allow me to recap what we discussed last month, just to give us kind of the context of what's happening here. This item is before you really because of the zoo interchange project and the large amount of work being undertaken by the state DOT. As a preemptive measure before the zoo interchange construction proper really takes place, the DOT is looking at detour routes that will be necessary when they're working right in the zoo interchange. Because of that, they realigned Swan Boulevard in the city of Wauwatosa last summer and fall. And you can see the exhibit up here now. It was the pre-construction condition of the Underwood Creek Parkway. And new Swan Boulevard was designed to go through that circular salt shed you can see on the right-hand side. And here's how it lays out. So while this is shown as a drawing that's overlaid on an aerial, this is actually constructed right now. The project is still open because we have restoration needs in the area, but users of the Underwood Creek Parkway are using this new roundabout to access our parkway, Willoway, the Hanson Golf Course, etc. This roundabout also provides access for the Wisconsin Lutheran College in the upper right-hand corner. You can see their fields. As well as in the lower left, it's the High Point office building, which is owned by the North Mayfair Group. So really, each of the four stubs of this roundabout has a different purpose and serves a different reason. You can see that this has resulted in a remnant portion of the Underwood Creek Parkway. That's on the south. It's labeled Proposed Private Road. And this section was more or less orphaned by the redesign and the roundabout that was installed last year. The reason for the roundabout was because with Underwood Creek Parkway coming directly into Watertown Plank Road, it was very close to the new intersection of New Swan Boulevard, you see just to the east. And because of the proximity there as well as nearby Mayfair Road, traffic safety was a concern, turning movements, stacking cars, etc. So the DOT undertook the design and the construction of the roundabout project, and there was no cost to the county. But the owners of the High Point office building haven't been exactly thrilled with their new access off the roundabout, so they have petitioned the state DOT, the city of Wauwatosa, and Milwaukee County to consider converting that remnant portion of the parkway into a proposed private road. This private road would have right-in, right-out access, meaning that only right-in turns, right-hand turns into that driveway, as well as right-hand turns out would be allowed. There would be no left-hand turn movements across Watertown Plank Road. So the state DOT has agreed to this private driveway, as has the city of Wauwatosa. And the Milwaukee County has been working with this group, and we have a draft purchase agreement, which has really three major components. The first of which is a cash offer of $400,000 for the 1.7 acres that are being considered for transfer. And you can see that in red here. The second item would be construction of a trail. And this trail would be a linkage to our Oak Leaf Trail, which runs near that basin you can see in the picture. So the owners of the High Point office building would construct a trail from the roundabout south to Watertown Plank Road. This trail would be 10 foot wide, meets county standards, and it would really just provide our park users more access to the Oak Leaf Trail. The 10-foot trail and the clear zones on the side of it would remain under Milwaukee County ownership and are not part of the proposed transfer, but they are offering to construct it for us. The third item would be a cross-access easement. So on the red hatched area, the county would retain the right to access our trail from that point so that in the future maintenance, reconstruction, whatever those needs may be, we may still use remnant Underwood Creek Parkway. We have evaluated this piece of land as a staff, and there is little to no vegetative cover. It's really all just parkway. There's limited recreational value here, and so we are considering it surplus land. The proposal is to direct the funding into two projects. Jim, do you want to speak about those? Or what? I'll let you speak on it.
The proceeds, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the proceeds from this land sale would be utilized to fund two different projects that we have. The first project would utilize $225,000 of the receipts to fund the Milwaukee County's required match for our federal emergency management projects that we currently have from the 2010 floods. The $225,000 will allow Milwaukee County to leverage approximately $2 million of additional state and federal dollars, grant dollars, and project dollars to do all of the work that needs to be done across Milwaukee County for the 2010 flood repairs. The balance, $175,000, will be transferred into the Veterans Pavilion, the construction of the new pavilion down at Veterans Park. The old pavilion was deemed unsafe and was demolished 2 years ago, and we currently have the design of the new pavilion. We've bid it out. We know what the number of the construction number is. The budget is short, and so we are looking, you know, I was told one way or another, you know, we've got to go. It's our busiest park, millions of people rolling through our lakefront, and we have no restrooms down there to provide to them right now. And so this additional $175,000 will fund this project to the level it's needed at so that we can begin the construction immediately and have it done by fall of this year. And so that's the request that we're looking to do with the proceeds from this land sale.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first question is, in the file, there's County Board resolution for Parks, Energy, and Environment and one for FPA. Are they the same?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, they are. Both reports are going to the Finance Committee as well as the Parks Committee.
Just making sure. I looked at both, didn't see a difference, wanted to make sure they weren't. The amendment that's been proposed, if I understood your prior statements correctly, it sounds like we can leverage a lot of money through putting required funds into FEMA flood repairs and that the Veterans Pavilion is pretty high priority. What will happen if the amendment on the table is approved and the funds are not utilized in the way originally proposed?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the amendment that's on the table would allow the $225,000 of cash to move into the FEMA match portion of it. It would then divert $100,000 over to the Economic Development Fund of the $175,000 intended for the Veterans Pavilion, and then it would put the remaining balance of $75,000 into the contingency account. If that were to go forward, the Veterans Pavilion will not be constructed at this point in time until we can go and identify additional dollars somewhere else. We will end up going and cannibalizing some other project that's currently funded in our capital to provide those bond dollars. I looked at this as an opportunity to get this pavilion and get this FEMA work done. It's working with Vanguards. It makes them happy. It makes me happy. It makes Mr. Dargo happy, and all of our constituents. You know, when it's related to all those FEMA damages, and going down the lakefront and seeing a brand new nice pavilion that's very welcoming to the visitors and to the citizens of Milwaukee County.
How does the new Veterans Pavilion rank in comparison to other projects priority-wise?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, due to the fact that the old one was demolished, and it is our lakefront, it's extremely, extremely high priority of the Parks Department to get this done. I get 2 to 3 calls a week. All of our groups, all the people going, when are we going to see it? When are we going to see it? Working on the money portion of it right now. And so I appreciate your support on our request.
So am I hearing correctly that it's high enough priority that while it will be done either way, whether the amendment would pass on this resolution or not, what would be at stake is going after funds that are designated for another parks project in order to fund that pavilion if this money is moved to economic development and contingencies?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is true. We would have to come back at a later cycle to identify which project we're going to cannibalize to take those dollars from to put to that pavilion, because we need, for the health and safety and for, you know, the convenience of our park users, we need to address our shortfall on the lakefront.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, and or it would stall the project, delay the project until another cycle of capital dollars can be available. Right now, the specs for that pavilion resulted in a need for additional cash to meet the needs of that particular park, and that's a shovel-ready project ready to go. We've been waiting a long time now to get that project done as a complement to the need down at the lakefront.
And so, looking at a bird's eye view of everything that you've both just said, the proposed resolution would be diverting from established county board policy, but those are all of your reasons for that diversion.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How do the people at the Mayfair Tower, how do they get in right now? I mean, prior to the change on Swan Boulevard.
The Chairman, Supervisors, the roundabout is their sole access. Right now, they're using the remnant portion of Underwood Creek Parkway, but it's still owned by Milwaukee County. But the primary access point is off the roundabout. And you can see kind of the S-shaped driveway that they use that connects them to the roundabout.
Okay, so I just want to make sure, because I talked to Mr. Keegan too, but now are you saying that they can get in to their parking lot for their building off of the Underwood Parkway stub there?
The parkway exists, so unless we barricaded it, we wouldn't really have a way of stopping.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, at this point in time, that remnant still exists. The proposal that we were looking at originally would take that footprint of that remnant road, pulverize it, grind it up, and use it for the base for the new bike trail. So one way or another, we were going to put the bike trail through there, and the existing footprint of that road was going to be where the bike trail was going to be. By approving this proposal, we leave that remnant road in for the benefit of the Vanguard office complex, and we get our bike trail. So, you know, we're getting our cake and eating it too. So,
okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. And then, so I don't know what the exact definition of surplus land is, but I guess you're telling me that we have absolutely no plans to utilize this property in the near future, and that you see no negative consequences in Milwaukee County conveying this property.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I envision no other use for this land by the Parks Department than what we're proposing. It leaves our connectivity. It helps Vanguard. It meets everybody's needs, and there would be no need for that land in the future.
And then last question, Mr. Chair. So then, if this committee were to fully embrace your proposal, you would actually like a no vote on that amendment, correct? The Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment, you would like that to fail. You don't like that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We talk shovel-ready on this project at Veterans Park, so let's say we get through this cycle. When would we see that work done at Veterans Park?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the contract with the lowest bidder is already ready. So once this thing gets fully approved, I would figure within 10 to 15 days that guy's on site going.
So it's safe to say that by June 1 it'd be up?
No.
No.
It would not be, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it wouldn't be constructed. It's about a 90-day construction window.
Okay, that's what
you
I
gotta,
thought.
You know, you got to get in there, do the site plan, do all your site work and all that, and make sure you get all your utilities in place, all your materials, start pouring concrete, building walls. You know, it's going to have really nice restroom facilities in it, open-air picnic shelter and all that. And so, yeah, it's not just a stick building.
No. Okay, and I guess what I was asking was is that we'll have some activities toward the end of the summer that will benefit by having this facility at Veterans Park.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yes.
First of all, Mr. Chairman, let me remind this committee that I thought we had a very good presentation by Ms. Thompson last month on this very item, and it came out of this committee with a stellar report. I know that a colleague of ours on the board floor had some issues, and rightfully so. I think we have provided the additional time that I feel is respectful to a colleague, and I'm going to make the motion to deny the amendment. So it would be a yes vote to deny the amendment, and then after that, I would make the motion to approve the original resolution.
Very good. The motion is to deny. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Borkowski beat me to the punch. I was prepared to make the same motion. I know that generally we on the county board are very persnickety about making sure that when we set policy that it's established, it's followed, and carried out. But I don't think it's outside the realm of reason for department heads and the people that are in the mire on a day-to-day basis to bring us alternate ideas and proposals for our consideration. I think that they've laid out a reasonable argument for why it would be appropriate to move forward with something that is not necessarily cohesive with established policy because it's a better plan on this case-by-case basis. So I will support the motion to deny the amendment. Thank you.
Very good. The motion is to deny. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
On the motion to reject the amendment, Supervisors Rainey.
No.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
No.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to reject the amendment prevails.
And Supervisor Borkowski moves approval of the item as it stands.
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. And we'll move on to item number 17, please.